Now we're going to turn our attention to the other big international story of the moment, and that's in the Middle East, where thousands of Israeli troops have moved into Gaza overnight, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned that he's prepared to significantly widen the ground invasion. The military is targeting the Hamas network of tunnels from where it says rocket strikes against Israel are executed. At least 24 Palestinians and one Israeli soldier have been killed since it began in the past 24 hours. That's according to Gaza's health ministry. The dead include three Palestinian children killed by Israeli tank fire in the north of Gaza. I'm joined by Daniel Niesman, president of the Levantine Group, a Tel Aviv-based geopolitical consultancy group. And Daniel Niesman, what is Israel hoping to achieve by sending in the ground troops?
Hi, first of all, thanks for having me. The main goals of this operation are to establish a sort of kilometer-long corridor along the border with Gaza, where there are no tunnels. The main point of this operation, as of now, is not to recapture Gaza. It's not even necessarily to stop the rocket fire, but it's to find and destroy these so-called attack tunnels that have been dug underneath the border and meant to deliver Hamas fighters to Israeli communities to commit kidnapping and these sort of militant attacks. There was a very significant tunnel infiltration that was thwarted at the last minute yesterday, and it's believed that this was sort of a wake-up call. That this very, very close call was what convinced the cabinet to approve a ground operation before another tunnel attack could be successful. So the first step of this very, very phased operation is a very, very limited incursion into the border areas to find these 10 or 20 other remaining tunnels and to destroy them.
Once again, though, the death toll seems to be inordinately on one side. I mean, over the past 10 days, we've seen 258 Palestinians, the vast majority of them civilians, killed by Israeli airstrikes. And I think in that time, just one Israeli civilian killed by mortar fire. Does this perspective of what's going on, what some in the international community seem as the imbalance of power there, does that get any attention in Israel?
Well, first of all, I mean, absolutely. I mean, there's every day on the Israeli media, you have, different political viewpoints debating about the situation in Gaza, which is to be expected from a democracy. But in terms of that kind of logic, I mean, you hear that thrown around a lot, that there's this, you know, this many people have been killed on this side and very few people have been killed on the Israeli side. I mean, if you think about that logic, I mean, that's like Israel should basically take away its Iron Dome defense system so that more Israeli civilians die so that Israel gets more legitimacy. It's not about the numbers. It's really about intentions. I want to throw another number at you. Israel's committed to over 2,000 airstrikes in Gaza. And if Israel had the intention of killing civilians, with 2,000 airstrikes, I mean, the death toll would be much, much higher. It's very, very unfortunate that there are so many that even this amount of Palestinians have been killed.
Yeah, regardless of intention, the reality on the ground is that 258 Palestinians have been killed.
Right, and there's rarely been a conflict that I can remember where when you have fighting in very, very close quarters, when the enemy chooses to fight among the civilian population, that you're not going to have collateral damage. And it's extremely depressing. I will tell you, it is extremely depressing to see the loss of life. And it's extremely depressing that this conflict even has to happen, that there are rockets falling on 80% of Israel's civilian population. And any government, regardless of, you know, what you think about Israeli policies, any government where rockets are falling on 80% of the civilian population, you have to ask yourself one question: what would you do? You know, if the enemy chooses to fight in a civilian population, that's you can only hope to reduce civilian casualties as much as possible. And Israel's been sending text messages. They've been dropping these dummy bombs to get civilians away from each pinpoint target that they want to attack.
Isn't the reality, Daniel, and I've been reading some of your own analysis of the situation on this, is the reason that Hamas has started firing rockets in recent times again is that they are in a desperate situation.
Oh, absolutely. Hamas is actually what's actually very interesting about the conflict is that this is not even a conflict between Israel and Hamas. It's more of a conflict between Hamas, the PA, and Egypt. Israel has been sort of dragged into this conflict as a function. If you notice, for the past year, Egypt has been squeezing Hamas by cutting off the border crossing at Gaza, which is really the main lifeline for the Palestinians outside of Gaza. Egypt closed that as part of its anti-Muslim Brotherhood policy, and since then, Hamas's political, economic, and military power, well, not military power, but political and economic power has gone way down. They've been pushed into a corner, and like many militant groups do, they usually go back to their violent roots when they're in a desperate situation. So what you have here is Hamas, through war with Israel, is trying to shame Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing and to get all these other political concessions from the Palestinian Authority. And Israel is sort of almost being dragged into this greater Islamist, secularist conflict in the Arab world. And it's something that's really, really unprecedented in this region. And because of that, Israel and Egypt, are the alliance between the two countries is very, very strong.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Daniel Niesman, president of the Levantine Group, a Tel Aviv-based geopolitical consultancy group. Thank you very much for joining us on the program.